これから C 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1、これから短い英文を10言います。英文は2回言います。よく聞いて会話が成り立つように最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 1.
It is starting to rain. It is starting to rain.
Number 2. That country is bombing innocent civilians again.That country is bombing innocent civilians again. Number 3.
Do you have time for a quick cup of coffee? Do you have time for a quick cup of coffee?
Number 4. Where is your dog? Where is your dog? Number 5.
When can we go home? When can we go home?
Number 6. Birthdays are special occasions. Birthdays are special occasions. Number 7.
Where did you get that beautiful antique watch? Where did you get that beautiful antique watch?
Number 8. I'm going on vacation for a week. I'm going on vacation for a week. Number 9.
Somehow, I don't know how, I got that promotion. Somehow, I don't know how, I got that promotion.
Number 10. How do you feel about screaming children in restaurants? How do you feel about screaming children in restaurants?
これから短い会話を10言います。会話は2回繰り返します。その後、会話の内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 11. The weather is not as bad as I thought.
It's the calm before the storm.
The weather is not as bad as I thought.
It's the calm before the storm.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 12.
Our leader is acting like a dictator.
Who can possibly stop him?
Our leader is acting like a dictator.
Who can possibly stop him? Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 13. The train has been delayed.
Don't worry. It's only because of a small problem.
The train has been delayed.
Don't worry. It's only because of a small problem.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 14.
The president has reinterpreted the civil liberties law.
That is only a nice way of saying that he violated it.
The president has reinterpreted the civil liberties law.
That is only a nice way of saying that he violated it. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 15. Our country's birth rate is falling.
Why not accept more immigrants?
Our country's birth rate is falling.
Why not accept more immigrants?
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 16.
Where is the best place to live in New York City?
Manhattan is great if you can afford it.
Where is the best place to live in New York City?
Manhattan is great if you can afford it. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 17. My country has been at peace for 500 years.
How extraordinarily fortunate you are.
My country has been at peace for 500 years.
How extraordinarily fortunate you are.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 18.
How do you like your new job?
It runs rings around my old job.
How do you like your new job?
It runs rings around my old job. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 19. What did you think of the movie?
It could have been shorter and less predictable.
What did you think of the movie?
It could have been shorter and less predictable.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 20.
Did I miss the bus?
That depends on which bus you need.
Did I miss the bus?
That depends on which bus you need. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean?
これから英文を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.I am Thomas Cassino, the rich black cat. I'm the third richest animal in the world, having inherited about $15.66 million from my beloved mistress and best friend in the world, Maria Assunta. She died a few years ago at 94, people say. I miss her and still search around my villa looking for her. We cats are like that. I have a new mistress, Stefania, who loves me as much as Maria. Stefania manages my vast estate. You see, under Italian law, mere animals cannot inherit money and property from humans. So Stefania was assigned to be my guardian and the manager of all my riches. Stefania says that I am easy to please, that I am happy with a saucer of milk and some biscuits. Of course, I do not turn up my nose at a nice fresh fish or a choice piece of meat. But Stefania is right. I am a cat of simple tastes and needs. I suppose it has a lot to do with my early life as a kitten. One day, my brothers and sisters and I were taken from our mother and put into a big sack. It was night and very dark and uncomfortable in that sack. We all started to meow and meow, and whoever was carrying the sack began to walk faster. This person, who turned out to be a young man, opened the sack next to a river and let us all out. He said, "I am supposed to throw you in the river, but I can't do it. I love cats. Go seek your fortunes in this city, and good luck to you." We brothers and sisters went our separate ways. Life was hard for me. I ate insects and scraps from restaurants. I often slept in alleys when it was raining and cold. Sometimes dogs chased me and boys threw stones at me. One day I was sitting in a narrow street and feeling so sad that I just began to yowl as loudly as I could. That is when my dear Maria found me and my life changed from darkness to light. I am one very happy cat. I hope my brothers and sisters fared well. Listen again. I am Thomas Cassino, the rich black cat. I am the third richest animal in the world, having inherited about $15.66 million from my beloved mistress and best friend in the world, Maria Assunta. She died a few years ago at 94, people say. I miss her and still search around my villa looking for her. We cats are like that. I have a new mistress, Stefania, who loves me as much as Maria. Stefania manages my vast estate. You see, under Italian law, mere animals cannot inherit money and property from humans. So Stefania was assigned to be my guardian and the manager of all my riches. Stefania says that I am easy to please, that I am happy with a saucer of milk and some biscuits. Of course, I do not turn up my nose at a nice fresh fish or a choice piece of meat. But Stefania is right. I am a cat of simple tastes and needs. I suppose it has a lot to do with my early life as a kitten. One day, my brothers and sisters and I were taken from our mother and put into a big sack. It was night and very dark and uncomfortable in that sack. We all started to meow and meow, and whoever was carrying the sack began to walk faster. This person, who turned out to be a young man, opened the sack next to a river and let us all out. He said, "I am supposed to throw you in the river, but I can't do it. I love cats. Go seek your fortunes in this city, and good luck to you." We brothers and sisters went our separate ways. Life was hard for me. I ate insects and scraps from restaurants. I often slept in alleys when it was raining and cold. Sometimes dogs chased me, and boys threw stones at me. One day I was sitting in a narrow street and feeling so sad that I just began to yowl as loudly as I could. That is when my dear Maria found me and my life changed from darkness to light. I am one very happy cat. I hope my brothers and sisters fared well. Number 21. Why is Thomas Casino so rich? Why is Thomas Casino so rich? Number 22. About how much money does Thomas Casino have? About how much money does Thomas Casino have? Number 23. How old was Maria when she died? How old was Maria when she died? Number 24. Who is Stefania? Who is Stefania? Number 25. How can Thomas Casino's needs and tastes best be described? How can Thomas Casino's needs and tastes best be described? Number 26. What was Thomas Casino's early life like? What was Thomas Casino's early life like? Number 27. What was the man with the sack supposed to do? What was the man with the sack supposed to do? Number 28. What does the man with the sack actually do? What does the man with the sack actually do? Number 29. Who is telling this story? Who is telling this story? Number 30. At the end of the story, what does Thomas Casino care about? At the end of the story, what does Thomas Casino care about?
これから会話を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen. Ken and Naomi are mid-career professionals. They are at home discussing whether to buy their current apartment in Yokohama or to buy the new apartment they saw in Tokyo.
I think we should buy our old apartment. It is going for a bargain price. It is close to work, close to supermarkets, and a few minutes' walk from the train.
But our apartment is 20 years old. We should get something more modern. Also, I want to live near the center of Tokyo. As for the trains, they are close to us and noisy.
I understand you, but let's be practical. Our apartment building is well built and well managed. Also, shopping is better here in Yokohama. It is less stressful, and the air is fresher out here.
But Naomi, think of all the advantages of the apartment in Tokyo. We'll have a great view of Tokyo Bay. We'll be able to walk to our favorite restaurants. We'll be closer to Haneda Airport.
The Shinkansen is one train stop from where we live now.
It won't be that hard to get to the Shinkansen station by taxi in Tokyo.
I still say that buying this old apartment is going to be more cost-effective. Not only the price will be low, our property taxes will be lower than what we would have to pay in Tokyo.
We aren't poor, Naomi. That new apartment has much more space, and it's better set up for the internet than this old place. Also, we can have a garage rather than that parking lot where our car gets rained on and dirty.
Do you have any idea how much a garage will cost on top of our monthly payments for the new apartment? It will be a lot.
We can save money on gas. Maybe we won't need a car.
I need the car for work.
I am thinking of all the space and quiet we will have, and consider all the restaurants and shops that we'll be able to walk to.
Our expenses won't allow us a lot of outside dinners, Ken.
I don't mind cutting back.
We won't be able to afford our vacations in Europe.
You're right, Naomi. Let's buy this old apartment. It's a bargain. Listen again. Ken and Naomi are mid-career professionals. They are at home discussing whether to buy their current apartment in Yokohama or to buy the new apartment they saw in Tokyo.
I think we should buy our old apartment. It is going for a bargain price. It is close to work, close to supermarkets, and a few minutes' walk from the train.
But our apartment is 20 years old. We should get something more modern. Also, I want to live near the center of Tokyo. As for the trains, they are close to us and noisy.
I understand you, but let's be practical. Our apartment building is well built and well managed. Also, shopping is better here in Yokohama. It is less stressful, and the air is fresher out here.
But Naomi, think of all the advantages of the apartment in Tokyo. We'll have a great view of Tokyo Bay. We'll be able to walk to our favorite restaurants. We'll be closer to Haneda Airport.
The Shinkansen is one train stop from where we live now.
It won't be that hard to get to the Shinkansen station by taxi in Tokyo.
I still say that buying this old apartment is going to be more cost-effective. Not only the price will be low, our property taxes will be lower than what we would have to pay in Tokyo.
We aren't poor, Naomi. That new apartment has much more space, and it's better set up for the internet than this old place. Also, we can have a garage rather than that parking lot where our car gets rained on and dirty.
Do you have any idea how much a garage will cost on top of our monthly payments for the new apartment? It will be a lot.
We can save money on gas. Maybe we won't need a car.
I need the car for work.
I am thinking of all the space and quiet we will have, and consider all the restaurants and shops that we'll be able to walk to.
Our expenses won't allow us a lot of outside dinners, Ken.
I don't mind cutting back.
We won't be able to afford our vacations in Europe.
You're right, Naomi. Let's buy this old apartment. It's a bargain. Number 31. When was Ken and Naomi's apartment most probably built? When was Ken and Naomi's apartment most probably built? Number 32. Why does Naomi think shopping in Yokohama is better than in Tokyo? Why does Naomi think shopping in Yokohama is better than in Tokyo? Number 33. What is not one reason why Ken wants to buy the apartment in Tokyo? What is not one reason why Ken wants to buy the apartment in Tokyo? Number 34. What is not one reason why Naomi wants to buy their old apartment? What is not one reason why Naomi wants to buy their old apartment? Number 35. How close are Ken and Naomi to the Shinkansen in Yokohama? How close are Ken and Naomi to the Shinkansen in Yokohama? Number 36. How much will the parking garage be in the Tokyo apartment? How much will the parking garage be in the Tokyo apartment? Number 37. Why does Naomi need a car? Why does Naomi need a car? Number 38. In the end, what does Ken decide they should do? In the end, what does Ken decide they should do? Number 39. What will they have to cut back on if they buy the Tokyo apartment, according to Naomi? What will they have to cut back on if they buy the Tokyo apartment, according to Naomi? Number 40. As mid-career professionals, they are most probably in which age group? As mid-career professionals, they are most probably in which age group?